stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free, 866-472-5790, 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And more than usual, folks, we got a whole host of things to cover. I will share with you later on in the show, we're going to bring on the CEO of one of the companies we are invested in, give you an idea what a real magnet stock looks like. It's Scott Peden, actually the president of the company, and we're going to bring on also to talk about the oil and gas business. And everyone, this is a very confusing business. We're going to bring on Dr. Rory Quarry. And basically, years ago, we brought the doctor on to talk about oil prices. He was a little bit, everyone thought maybe far out on what he was saying, but turns out he was so close and so accurate, we want to bring him back on. And again, the price of oil, the price of natural gas, the supply-demand is something that is hotly debated. Why not have the experts on? What I want to do in our initial segment, as we usually do, is kind of zoom in on the markets themselves. And, folks, I don't know if you caught my segment on CNBC earlier in the week, but what I will tell you is that we only get to show sound bites or do some sound bites. So we really get to get into the mess here, which is, again, my favorite reason to do this show. And all of it is captured in perpetuity on the archive. So tell your friends to come back here. What we need to do is go back, listen to what we have been saying. And specifically, what did we say? Here's what we've been talking about. The market. Entering July, 100% bull market, but 100% overbought. We talked, we said that we saw some breakdowns in the advanced decline line. We saw some breakdowns in the sectors, but we are in nothing other than a humongous, tremendous global bull market with global liquidity, and that maybe the thing to do is to just ride it out. Now, since that time, what we also said was that watches, everyone was begging for a 10% correction. That was the alleged problem with the market. We hadn't had a 10% correction for years. We had a 9.8% correction. We had an 8.9% correction. But what they said we needed was a real 10% correction. And what I suggested is when that correction came, watch, it's going to sound like the end of the world, the panic buttons will come out, the sky is falling, and then here became the catch-all expression. The reason we're so scared is because what we don't know is what we don't know. Folks, how corny is that, all right? Now, the reality is that there is no doubt, and we saw it, we've talked about the fact that the home builders, the real estate market, had gotten a little ahead of itself. Anybody who makes a loan at 0% with a balloon attached to it, with no income verification, where people are putting no money down so that they could flip a condo in 6 months because it's going higher. Folks, we all know that sounds like a trap. We all know that was dangerous. That doesn't mean we're going into a global bear market. And in fact, what we've talked about are the trillions of dollars, literally trillions of dollars in the hands of the public in an economy where we have 100% full employment. I said 100%, right? The government says it's 96%. I'm saying it's 100. Why? Because there's always 4% of the public that can't wake up in the morning and go to work and keep a job. Everybody who is eligible, everybody who can show up for a job, anybody with any talent or skills, or can just make it in on time, can find a job in this economy. We have one of the strongest and greatest economies, but it's not only in America, folks. This is a global build-out, and I'll ask you a simple question. Those individuals in South America, Central America, Asia, who are looking forward to their first car or their first refrigerator, do you think that they have any less interest now that the Dow is at 13,234 other than Dow 14,000? Guys, there's a global build-out happening on a global scale that people just misunderstand. And yes, we could play the overbought and oversold markets. And what we'd rather do, if you identify a trend, play the trend. Folks, I personally believe in a few months from now, couple quarters from now, when we look back at this last pullback sell-off, people are going to be asking themselves, A, why did they not put more money in, and B, how they could have possibly have sold into that environment. So I am extremely, extremely confident that the global build-out continues. I'll also remind you, though, that when we run our model, 80% of what shows up in the S&P we wouldn't touch. What we do is quantitatively screen and look for companies that meet a certain very, very stringent set of criteria. And when we can identify a company, folks, we don't worry about what the Fed Governor Bernanke is saying. We don't care what President Bush is saying. We certainly don't care what the guy in the street is saying. We're going to bring on later the president of Life Partner Holdings, which is one of the holdings we have, which continues to march ahead in this business. We're not recommending that you buy the stock. We are recommending, clearly, this is the type of company that you want to look further into and finally get yourself into a position where you're not trading on news, you're not trading on morning papers, you're not trading on rumors. Instead, if you can truly identify those companies with the highest cash flow, highest revenue growth, lowest debt, highest profit margin, most amount of cash in their sector, well, why would you do anything else? And that's exactly what Magnet is all about. And I share with you, the only disappointment of this year is discontinuing the newsletter we were writing that Forbes was promoting, because in our newsletter we were able to kind of share our ideas in black and white and go back and look at that. The good news, of course, is that the Magnet Investment Group was acquired, and we will be using our talents, our skills, and our model on an institutional scale. And yes, there's more good news. We talked my new partners into the fact that we can leave no one behind. And what that means is we are starting a open-ended mutual fund. The paperwork's been filed. And that fund will have very teeny tiny minimums so that anybody who wants to follow our model can get in. And that mutual fund should begin trading probably November 1st. Maybe December 1st, and maybe they're going to force me to tell me you don't want to open it with 1 month to go. It has to open January 1, but I am struggling and fighting to get that open by November 1 so we can get our monies in. And very emotionally, folks, I have to share with you, after a 20-year run, 10 years in the financial wirehouses, the Dean Witter, the Payne Webber, the A.G. Edward, selling muni bonds and showing people our Magnet model for all those years, followed by 10 more years of running the Magnet Investment Group for mostly individuals, but also for some institutions. We will be turning in the Series 7 license next Friday, and our firm will be a straight RIA, a registered investment advisor, and the only way to work with us internally here will be through one of our hedge funds or one of our mutual funds. But in the meantime, we'll have our guys registered at another firm, and we'll see if we can help you come into our mutual funds. But it's been a very, very exciting time for me as we arrange for the sale of Magnet into bigger hands. And we go forward with our institutional business. And the only reason this has happened, of course, for those that have followed us, is we have followed our discipline. We've identified Magnet stocks, and we've let them run. And yes, sometimes they pull in hard, and sometimes we have some downside volatility. But for anyone willing to understand the difference between risk and volatility, the whole idea is that the lower the volatility on any financial instrument, the lower the return. If you truly are a long-term investor, you need to accept and be willing to accept a level of volatility to get to your desired results. And again, in our book, Magnet Investing, we share with you, not everyone should take a lot of risk. Some people should take no risk. It all depends on who you are to create your own model, your own plan, so that in the future, when the market does take wild turns, no one gets forced out by feeling overexposed or overinvested or over risk. It's the problem of not taking enough risk to keep up with inflation that tends to be the problem in this country and tends to be most people's problems, actually. So I think what we could do here is we can share the thought here that even though people are screaming at the Fed to lower rates, to bail out some people who are over-leveraged right now, the Fed's keeping their eye on inflation. We just bought some tickets for Bon Jovi, who will be over in New Jersey later in a year for a concert. Folks, when you look at the price on concert tickets, schools, camps, sneakers, lunch, whatever you're doing, wherever you're spending your money, whether it's at Target, Walmart, or Tiffany, if you think inflation is at 1 or 2%, folks, you haven't left your house for a while. So the Fed is looking at a couple things, but they're looking at an inflation level where they'd like to report 1 and 2%, but they know deep down that inflation levels look nothing like 1 and 2% in this country right now. So it's all a matter of after tax, after fee return, after tax, after fee, and after inflation purchasing power. And folks, we know the only way to do that is with owning the right equities at the right time. So what we want to do here is we're going to pause for a brief minute. We're going to bring on Dr. Roger Corey, a good friend and one of the experts in the energy field from Mammoth Partners, and we'll see what's on his mind these days. But what we need to do is we'll take a quick commercial break. We have two totally unique, different guests from different sectors want to talk about how they're faring in this market, and I got to surprise you, the news is good. So folks, stick with us on Profitable Investing. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Stick with us.
Money, money. Up-to-date business and financial news. Money, money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, the Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 888-459-4825. 888-459-4825.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
888-459-4825. 888-459-4825. 888-459-4825.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
The Bottom Line in Business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, folks, and welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And if you've listened to the show for a while, you've met Dr. Roger Corey from Mammoth Resources. And if you remember, he had one of the most accurate forecasts on energy and energy prices of anyone we had on the show, so we invited him back. He's a good friend. Well, let's welcome back Dr. Roger Corey. Roger, you out there with us?
Oh, yes. How are you, Jordan? It's good to be with you again. Haven't been too long.
Well, yeah, it's been too long, and it's a pleasure having you back. I hope you've been well. Hope you've been enjoying your summer. And just as a reminder for everybody, the most important thing for us when we evaluate companies is who's there, who's the management. Why don't you just take a little bit of time to remind folks who you are and a little bit of your background, a little bit of background about Mammoth Resources, and we'll get into the meat of the energy picture.
Well, thank you very much. Mammoth Resource Partners was formed in the early part of this decade, basically as an answer to a study that I had done regarding the issues of peak energy, both oil and gas. And I did a lot of speaking before in investment groups and clubs and so forth in the Appalachian Mountain region for some time toward the latter part of 1999 and 2000. And it was our opinion that the prices were going to continue to experience higher highs and higher lows, which is, you know, nothing goes straight up. You're one of the best I know of in the stock industry, and you're going to have to experience, like you were saying just before to your listeners, some ups and downs in terms of the markets. But overall, you're looking for a trend, you're looking for a pattern, and that pattern has clearly been bullish now for 5 or 6 years, and we've been speaking for about 3 of those.
Right. Now, real interesting. I mean, what a great background, too, to lead us into this. Now, what I heard and I read in the paper, and I kind of smile when I read this, because the more you read and the more you know, the more you realize how much inaccuracy there is in the paper. But what it said in today's paper is that oil prices came down yesterday because the hurricane watch is now minimized and the supply issues diminished. And, gotta back away. away and say, what's the real long-term and short-term picture? And that's what I really want you to kind of touch base, if you could, on that right now for us.
Sure.
What do you think?
Macro facts in. We just set an all-time high of 78.77 in terms of spot price of crude. We're talking West Texas Intermediate. Basically a benchmark price for the world. Right afterwards, we fell by about 8%. And that is pretty common in just about every type of technical or even in some cases fundamental type trend analysis once you reach an all-time high. Clearly, the forces are, the most important forces are not any one particular day or week. You're taking a look worldwide at what are the fundamentals. Right now the world is using approximately, on average, 85 million barrels of oil per day. We are currently producing about 84 million barrels of oil per day. Now this has been something, Jordan, that has gone on for about 2 years now, maybe just slightly less. However, in June of this year, something amazing happened. For 1 month, the world averaged 50% more crude oil than was actually produced. So instead of it being 84 million barrels of oil being produced and 85 million being used, we actually went up to 85.5, leaving a shortfall in the month of June of 1.5 million barrels of oil per day. There is very, very little in the supply and demand curve that allows for those types of numbers to come across without there being some serious implications in terms of long-term strategy. That's why we call for higher highs and higher lows as it edges its way upward. And I think that
right.
should be taken into consideration by stock investors, because there's many organizations out there and that will be able to take advantage of this and actually increase their fundamental opportunities.
Right, but let's even go a little bit further back. I mean, that was pretty specific. What I want to kind of do is, 10 years ago, how many barrels were we consuming? 10 years from now, how many million of barrels per day? And is there an ability to just flush more out, or is it getting harder and harder?
Excellent question, Jordan, again. 10 years ago, we had a very different dynamic that was going on worldwide. OPEC was, in essence, let's call them our friend, specious at best, but certainly a group that we could call upon. They had the Ghawar field, the largest known reserve ever discovered in the world. At one point, one-eighth of the world's known supply of oil was in one 415-mile section of Saudi Arabia, and that was the Ghawar field. They have now, since 10 years, during the, for about 6 years, have been, they went from water flooding to gas pressurization, and now we have a situation where what they call the water cut, this is a secondary form of recovery that's going on in other places around the world, is up to about 58%. When a field gets into the 60 to 65%, most top geologists will tell you, you've reached a point where that field can no longer sustain the pressure that's required to bring up the oil, and essentially that field will fall flat. So we had the opportunity to turn up the spigot. If you recall back then, OPEC was saying, we need an extra million, or U.S. was saying, we need an extra million barrels of oil. And OPEC would say, you've got it, basically. And it was part of a worldwide relationship. We don't believe they any longer have that instant push-pull opportunity available to them. 10 years from now, we would expect that we would be seeing a much more dramatic example of what we're experiencing right now. The world will have to, it's the low-hanging fruit, and you've heard me speak before, Jordan, at various different conferences, the low-hanging fruit, the easy pickings. It's just human nature, and it's very natural, and it makes economic sense. Why in the world would you go to the top of the biggest mountain in the world to get some energy? I can get it right here along the side of the road. And those spots have now been more and more used up. So we're going to alternatives, the oil sands and other types of things, the source rock in Colorado and Utah, because the price is high enough to sustain these much more expensive processes.
Right. Well, look, I happen to think that it's dramatic. The longer out you look, the more accurate what you're saying is, the more important what you're saying is. I'm going to make a comment, but then I'm going to let you take it to tell people how you think that they should profit best and give some contact information. But, Roger, think for a moment of beyond people in India and China having their first car. Close your eyes and think of 2- and 3-car garages in these countries. And then think about how much oil we're going to be demanding in the future. And I'm talking about a global build-out that is so far bigger than what people recognize. I'm having my kids read articles on energy, and I've got some own thoughts about where we're going. But you're an expert in this field. Number one, if they want to discuss this with you or get information from you, tell them where to contact you. Maybe tell them what you think they should start by reading, but let them know where to reach you and maybe how Mammoth can help them if it's appropriate for them.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. Natural gas, as well as oil now, is a major focus for ourselves, especially where we drill here in the Appalachian Mountains. And we do have a free report. I didn't have the opportunity to tell your producer beforehand, but this is a report that went out to our partners, Mammoth Resource Partners Investors, and that free report is called Natural Gas, Fuel of the Future, or Commodity in Short Supply. We have placed that on the front page of our website, and it says for Jordan Kimmel listeners. So you simply go to it. It's automatic. You don't have to speak with anyone. It is one of the most comprehensive reports about energy in general worldwide right now, but in specific natural gas and its place in all of that. And you can receive that report or get in contact us with our website, mammothresource.com, www.mammoth, M-A-M-M-O-T-H, resource.com. Our phone number is here, 877-677-4645. We're an issuer of securities, obviously, and we have brokerages that work with us around the country. The opportunity to speak to your listeners is important, but more importantly, the opportunity for your listeners, and it's great to hear that your children now are starting to realize, because children today need to understand the precious nature of energy. We flick on a switch, like you talked about Chinese citizens, yep, and Indian citizens. They want what we have, Jordan. They want air conditioning on demand. They want heat on demand, and that requires energy. America was blessed with great energy, and that is one of the reasons why that we've been such a prominent force in the world. Now they want the same thing. The question is, does it exist so that they can live the kind of life that we've had the opportunity of living? And those are the questions that are going to be answered over the next 10 years.
Right, and I promise I will read your report. I've seen, and what I try to pull out, and in so limited times on the show, is what the real long-term trend, and I've seen charts of natural gas consumption and projected consumption as all the power plants come on now fired by natural gas, and the question is we don't seem to be able to extract much more of it on an annual basis. Greater supply or greater demand, limited supply, folks, you understand economics 101, what that means for the long term. And, Roger, I don't think I could agree with you anymore. I promise I will read that article. Any closing thoughts, anything you want to add that I forgot to bring out for you?
Yeah, real quickly, and this is some people say, well, you know, gloom and doom. I'm a very, very positive and optimistic person. We're doing extremely well, having just struck a reserve of gas of over $400 million, according to the geologists, in a couple of different zones. So you can take advantage of this upward trend, not just in terms of drilling, but in terms of analyzing stocks like you do in fundamental ways. The president of Shell just released a report. The president of Shell, 3 hard truths about the world energy crisis. He said the first truth is demand's accelerating. The second is that gross supplies of easy oil is gone. This is the president of Shell. And the third hard truth is that increased use of coal will increase carbon dioxide emissions around the world. So we're talking about companies that would in the past never acknowledge this, now coming out and saying we better tell the world what's coming and take advantage of that. Always think in terms of opportunity.
Well, Roger, I appreciate you coming on. You've been right on for years. What we need are longer-term thinkers, not short-term thinkers. I appreciate you taking time to be with us. I look forward to reading your report, and I hope the listeners do too. Thanks again. Enjoy the rest of your summer. We'll speak soon.
Always an honor.
Okay, folks, you are listening to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. We'll be right back with the president of one of our most profitable companies in our portfolios, folks. This one has got to stay by and listen in. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We'll be on with Scott, President Scott Peden from Life Partners Holdings. Stick with us.
Money. Up-to-date business and financial news. Money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No more candy!
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORAKID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back everybody to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And as promised, we're going to bring on Scott Peden, the president of Life Partners Holding, LPHI. One of the stocks in our portfolio. We're happy to have him on. We're happy to be sitting with the company. Scott, thanks again for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jordan. It's good to be here.
All righty. And as our long-term listeners know, Scott, what we do is we use a quantitative method to find companies that have certain parameters, whether cash flow and revenue growth and margin acceleration. But, Scott, the M in Magnet stands for management. And as president of the company, just take a couple minutes, if you will, on maybe your own background, the background of the company, and then we'll get into the specifics of you know, why things look so good over Life Partners.
Well, I'll tell you, Jordan, it's we are the ultimate 15-year overnight success because the founder of our company, Brian Pardo, our chairman, and I started the company back in 1991 and, you know, just got our feet wet in what is now called life settlements. A lot of people don't know what that is. Let me see if I can explain that right quick because people want to know how you make money. A life settlement is nothing more than the purchase of an existing life insurance policy at a discount to its face, which makes sense. And a lot of these policies are special purpose policies. Say you've got a business, whatever, and your financial planner tells you, look, you Uncle Sam's going to ding you for about $4 million on estate taxes if you don't, you know, have some coverage on this. So get like a $5 million policy and that'll take care of that. You, and I'm sure I've run into situations like that. Well, you might take that policy out when you're, say, 62, 65, something like that, to cover that liquidity issue. But when you're 75, you may have already sold the business. For whatever reason, some circumstances changed, and you no longer need that $5 million policy. Well, up until now, the insurance company just said, well, you don't have to pay this premium, just drop the policy. And that's what people would. That's called lapsing the policy or allowing the policy to lapse, which is great from the insurance company standpoint because they've taken premiums in for 10 years. I mean, they gave you the coverage. It's not like you got ripped off, but, you know, when you are done with it, you just throw it away. Well, now instead of throwing it away, you're recycling it, see, because you sell the policy to our company. We pick up the premiums, continue to pay it off, and then, of course, when the policy matures, we collect the full face value. So that's really the nature of the investment itself. It's a great financial tool for people who are in that kind of situation because they can, it gives them an opportunity for asset allocation. Formerly, there was no market for those kinds of policies. You just had to let the policy lapse, and it's like throwing money away. Now you can recover some of that value that you had, still getting the coverage that you needed at the time, but also recovering value out of that. And then for the investor standpoint, for our clients, it's a tremendous alpha-creating kind of investment because it's not correlated to the stock markets or to interest rates or anything else. All you have to do is believe that the largest life insurance companies in America are going to pay out. And everybody believes that every single day because they've got so much money.
Right. In fact, is they do pay out. What I like in this, too, and maybe it's oversimplifying, but make it easy for the listeners out there, everybody eventually dies. That's a fact. Every day we get a little closer to that terminal day, and what you're providing, I understand, is just simply liquidity for life insurance policies. We don't know when that's going to happen, but we know that it's getting closer to maturity, and you're providing the liquidity for it. Is it just that simple?
It is exactly that simple. The beauty of this kind of investment is it's an accreting asset. Every single day it gets closer to a maturity. As opposed to having to rely on the performance of like commodities markets or, you know, the stock market or anything like that, which don't get me wrong. I mean, those are fine markets to make money in, too. But the nice thing about this is it's not correlated to any of those things. And there's a lot of people out there who are, you know, kind of gun-shy now about having to rely on circumstances over which they can't control affecting their investments. This is for either the individual investor or for funds, too. It's a great way to create alpha kind of returns that are separate from, by alpha returns, I mean those kinds of returns that are not correlated to the performance of, say, a stock index or something like that.
Right, and I don't want to blow your secret. I mean, the fact is what a magnet company is, I share this openly, rarely can a company explode their revenues and simultaneously their margins. The only way you do that is when there's not a ton of competition, whether it's a new product or just someone who's, you know, doing something, maybe an early adapter. I know you've been doing this for a while. On our own screens, this thing stood out like a sore thumb or a little what I call a rainbow swan, not a black swan. And the fact is that when you ask how's business, this is one of the few companies. We just saw a big sell-off in the market, one of the few companies that is sitting there at virtually an all-time high, having a great year. And again, maybe what I want to talk about here for a minute, because I've shared a lot of what this is, it comes down to management and the control of growth. I don't know if there's any secrets you can share, but obviously something's going well, right? Maybe there's a corporate culture that's important.
Well, you know, I think there's all of that. First of all, I'm not going to try and sugarcoat this or anything like this. Everybody in senior management has been here since day one. So it's none of this turnover. I've been here a long time, maybe a year, something like that. We've all been working at this on a constant basis. We started very small. And cut our teeth that way. We, with very managed growth, we still are very conservative. We're here in the central part of Texas, so we don't have a lot of fancy views outside the window or anything like that. I mean, we're very conservative, and you can see that from our G&A. What we are doing, though, is we have invested our money and our growth in infrastructure, in hardware, computer hardware and proprietary software and processes, what we're able to do on a large scale volume, many, many of these policies without substantially increasing our G&A. In fact, our cost of revenues has actually gone down if you look back at our last quarter, the relative to the actual revenues that have been brought in. So we've been able to increase our margins by virtue of the scalability. But we built that in with a view not making money this quarter, but making money in the next year and the next year after that, and building the company on a scalability aspect. Plus, it helps that there's a lot of people, once the secret is out that, you know, you can take this policy, this life insurance policy that, you know, basically has no value to you and get some value out of it, that's a great idea. A lot of people catch on to that really easily. It's not trying to, like, sell them an iPod or something that they don't necessarily need. You have to sell them on that. All you have to do is say the opportunity is there, and they're going to grab it because it makes sense.
Right. And, you know, what I was trying to grapple with myself, it's a great point you're making, is that you have been around a long time. The company showed up on the model for the first time. I was trying to figure out often what's new, what's the kind of catalyst here, and maybe what it just simply is a greater public understanding now of the liquidity of these policies, and there's just more traffic coming in the door. And as you say, there's a scalability issue. You guys, I believe, I know you're the only public company doing this. Are you one of the biggest players in this business?
Well, you know, the great thing about this business is we are growing within a growing market. So the entire market, unlike, you know, some other financial sectors, the entire market is just growing exponentially. Bernstein Research estimates this is going to be a $160 billion market by, say, 2018 or so, and I understand that they've actually revised that down. They think it's growing faster than that. So even with small market share, you can still do well. But, yes, we are a bigger player. We've been in it a long time. It's also very much relationship-based driven. Now, you were talking about, you know, what's your secret? Part of that is good old-fashioned, who do you know, who do they trust, because, you know, there's these aspects of people you've been doing business with on as far as acquiring the policies and that sort of thing, and it's a fairly small number of people in the business. So they have to know, you have to have your business reputation. That's the most important thing to us, is having a long-standing reputation in the industry. We're always out there making commercially reasonable offers. We do what we say. We deliver on that. We don't pump things up and then not, you know, not come through. We've just been constantly at it. Now, you know, seeing some other guys that, you know, flew a little flashy, that's hard to watch. But, you know, we just slow and steady wins the race, and it's really true. I mean, and that we have now received the recognition from the market that...
Now, let me jump in here for a minute. We're going to run out of time. I want to make sure you leave some contact information and where they could find out more about your product, more about your company. We don't like to recommend stocks. We recommend that people learn more. And I'll throw one little sequel to the segment. I believe one of the guys who caught on to this pretty early who uses this is a guy named Warren Buffett over Berkshire Hathaway.
You know, I have heard of him. Yes, it's indeed true. I mean, he and there's been some other very large international banks that have been on this too. They were early adapters, but I think more and more people are realizing either whether they're selling their policies or buying them for investment, either side of that, and we make money on both sides of that transactions, so, you know, we're happy to help out. But it's very important that people understand they can do this because of the great financial opportunity that it provides.
Right. So why don't you tell them where they could contact your company and phone numbers and websites, and let them learn more themselves and then figure out if it's suitable for them.
Sure. If you're interested in contacting the company, we have an 800 number, 800-368-5569. Just ask for investor relations. Andrea Atwell is our director of investor relations. You can just ask for Andrea. You can also send emails, which may be a little bit easier to do for a lot of folks. Send it to Andrea at LPHI. I'm sorry, I gave the wrong number. Sorry about that. A Atwell. It's AATWELL at LifePartnersINC.com. So that's important to do. You can also go on our website, which is lphi.com. And, of course, for more just general information, we are publicly traded, so Yahoo, MSN, any of those financial sites, very easy to pick that up and find out more about our company, the filings and that sort of thing that we've made. We've got some very good filings out there. It's very interesting to see the statistics, as you well know, Jordan.
Oh, no, we're lucky right now to have found your stock a little while ago. We, as I mentioned, we will be long-term investors as long as the numbers stick. It looks like a great opportunity to me, but we always recommend people do their homework and do their reading, make sure it's suitable. But I want to thank you again for joining us, and continued profit, continued health, continued success, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks very much, George. Appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure. Folks, you're listening to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back and wrap it up and share some more. Stick with us right after this break.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Sell, buy, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Profitable Investing. And what I want to share with you just before we go into some closing thoughts and comments, what we had here just now was two tremendously successful individuals, totally different companies. And why? Because they were long-term thinkers and not short-term strategical types. But guys who found a niche, found a very profitable growth area, and were willing to gut it out through those years where you're building a business. And what I will share with you is that in this environment, in this marketplace, there's so many different ways actually to make money. And one of the things that I guess I needed to learn myself on the way up is that we were able to identify the great companies very clearly through our process. And I was so intrigued with the short-term technical trading, and when something was overbought, we would sell it, and when something got oversold, we'd buy it back, and we played this rotation game, and actually I think we played it very well, and clients over the years and retail brokerage have done well, but every once in a while we would look forward and look at a company that we sold that was overbought, never went ahead and bought back, only to see that company up 400, 600, 700, whatever crazy percent higher than it was when we had sold it. And what I began to learn is that our magnet process, the process that identifies these superlative companies that are literally one in a thousand, there are companies that once we're done with our screening, when we end up with over 15,000 companies to start the screening process, and now we're down to 30 companies, understand the percentile that we're working at. And not only do you have to have extraordinary revenue growth and profit margin and cash acceleration and lack of debt and increase in sponsorship. Well, folks, once you're done with that kind of process, you end up with the needle in the haystack, and then if you identify that company, why bother trading for a 10, 20, 30% gain if these companies truly have this kind of competitive advantage? So what we're trying to say here is that in this market, you need to identify, A, is this a bull market, or B, is this a bear market? And frankly, the reality comes down to this is the growth in the business that we are in is so dramatically large. I've talked about the fact that in the past they closed down the New York Stock Exchange, closed it, to celebrate the trading of 1 million shares per day. That's right, in total. We now have companies trading 60 million shares apiece daily. We will be going into a market where there is 10 billion share days. It will probably happen within the decade. The consumer advance happening through the free market is just so big that what we're hearing is that the U.S. citizen is overextended in real estate and has too much debt. Folks, as a business owner, I know the hardest part right now is finding good employees. If you've got talent, or like I said at the beginning of the show, if you can just show up in the morning, there are opportunities galore all around, and there are opportunities. So what I could say to you is that we're trying desperately not to play this overbought, oversold business. People will occasionally ask me, if this was up here, why didn't we sell it then? And then 6 months later, the answer is usually evident why we didn't. We're not trying to play short-term gains here. We would say to you that when you see the fear that got generated in this market, the comments of we don't know what we don't know, and the fear-laden market that was running rampant for weeks here, you do not get a V-bottom. That means it does not go straight up from here. Fear doesn't go away overnight. What you have is people need to begin legging in. You should have and still can make lists of the stocks that you're most interested in. And folks, as we're creating our new funds, that's exactly what we have been doing. So when the sell-off came, it came at a you know, just a fantastically interesting time for us, and we were able to grab certain things that actually were right overbought 6 weeks ago and became oversold. And so it's a combination of what to buy and then when to buy them. And folks, once you do that, try and remain as patient as you can possibly be. And what I will share with you is that we expect a little bit more volatility in this market. Again, we do not expect things to go straight up, but we will clearly expect that people will look back on these weeks of turbulence and ask the very, very simple question, why did we panic? Why weren't we legging in? And if you use the unemotional sources of the point and figure like approach where we've had Tom Dorsey on to discuss his model, yes, they actually went to a complete column of O's, a complete complete sell or stand on the sidelines and make your list, and yet on the Thursday morning report that comes out this morning, roughly half of their model has reversed up already. Certain sectors which are being totally, totally trashed publicly are the ones, in fact, turning higher and reversing off an oversold index. And, folks, the only way to make money is by buying when other people throw up what they love for so long and need to sell, and then occasionally going in and selling what everybody is clamoring for and what everyone wants at that auction. If everybody puts up their hand to buy, you probably look around the room and sell it to them. So, folks, what I want to do is tell you that as we look forward in this market, we see the same thing we've seen now for a couple of years, a dynamically fast-growing world economy with tons of cash. We got the sell-off that we had suggested was going to come, and now I believe we're going to have a re-confidence emerging. Folks, use this to slowly, slowly accumulate what you've been waiting to buy. Do not fear the reaper here. The market's healthier than people recognize, and we're going to come right back next week to catch up on where we are and where we think we're going. So it's been a pleasure as always. Have a profitable week ahead. Next week, folks, is my last week as a Series 7 rep. Send me cards, send me flowers, send me notes. It's magnetinvesting.com, and join us in our mutual fund as it opens up later in the year. In the meantime, have a profitable week ahead. Stay relaxed. Enjoy the rest of the summer. Remember, make enough to give some away and have a profitable week ahead. Bye-bye now, folks.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of Profitable Investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.